A Night with a Lamia Princess, Part 1. The princess stopped in front of two large golden-plated doors and pushed them open with her strong, toned arms. She slithered herself in swiftly and shut the doors gently behind her, in haste to make sure that nobody inside the kingdom had seen the guest she had in tow. The room was as lavish as a princess could want. A stout tropical tree growing in the middle of the room, giving way to a shallow pool of glimmering blue waters lined with golden rocks. Next to the crystal pool laid pillows of silk and the softest of linens caressed with more gold. Neytiri was a pampered being, to say the least. Vines from the tree hung about the open room, creating quite the interesting exotic jungle-esque decor. Quickly, she slid the doors behind her shut while her lower half made its way over to a large pile of leaves by the edge of the pool. Looking at her finding all nestled in her coils, she wasn't quite yet ready to release him. Patiently, she waited for him to come to himself, as her spell would be wearing off shortly. The dosage she administered to the man was nothing compared to what she could do. Sean was nary aware of where he had been taken to at the end of their journey together, for a rather interesting transition happened. Throughout much of the slithering ride through the treetops, Sean remained lost in the autopilot of spirals, one coursing after the other through his orbs, every time popping a dose of pleasing obedience into his mind. However, as time went on, he could sense the control beginning to fade, and yet the man's mind could not come alive to rebel, for another more natural sedative took effect. Fatigue. As the commanding presence of hypnosis wore off, the thing that made him basically mentally stay put was his body's already labored state. He was tired and still hurting from his ordeal with the felines. His body and mind wanted to completely shut down to recoup, and as it turned out, the strong, cushiony loops of a snake's tail were quite a nice place to do so. The gentle bobbing did the man no favors as the combination of comfortable pressure all about his frame, along with his own tired body, lulled Sean to sleep midway through the journey. The next thing he consciously knew, his surroundings had changed drastically. As his eyelids slowly began to flutter open, his blue globe still showing traces of faint spirals blipping weakly, Neytiri's spell was all but gone. Slowly the man was able to crane his head downward, realizing the tight bind that was around his frame in the tree was still there and had ventured down to claim his lower half as well. This made him instantly tense up, and as he looked around himself, the feeling hadn't gotten any better. He had been brought to some sort of lavish palace. Posh as it may have been, a feeling of betrayal started to well up in the human as his eyes now scanned over to the female Lamia that stood over his captured frame. No words were said, but a puzzled look of self-doubt now painted his weary face. Watching the rugged man slowly realize his surroundings, Neytiri could feel his heart quicken under her coils. She could feel his body tense below her muscles, the opposite reaction she wanted. He needed to be calmed. With the tip of her tail, Neytiri touched the man's left cheek to get him to focus on her. "You are completely safe from harm right now," she said in a hushed, sultry tone. There was no need for him to get panicky. The door was locked. Without the princess's verbal permission, no one would even enter the room anyway. Neytiri placed both hands on her hips. "Come now," she ordered with a smirk on her lips. "We need to freshen up after our little trip." Neytiri wanted the man to fully trust her. She was going to test him a bit. Slowly, the beautiful Lamia began to unravel the loops from around the man, but not too much. She loosened them just enough to where he could easily wiggle out if he wanted. And with that, Neytiri slithered over to the shallow end of the crystal clear waters, her body lowering to the floor and the rocky edge of the pool. "Come, the waters will help," she said as she dipped her dainty hand into the water and swirled it around. He gazed at the beautiful Lamia intently, listening to her speak, engaged a rather horrifying realization. He was more struck by her now than he had been when he was caught in the tree with her. The smoldering look in her eyes, combined with a smirk of supreme confidence, made it all too clear. This being had brought him back to her lair, her world. If being clutched in physically inescapable bonds had not been bad enough, now even if he freed himself, where could he go? And once again the questions began to flow. Mainly why? Why had he been brought here? To be food, perhaps? Was he now a slave? His panicky thinking was interrupted by a rather unexpected occurrence. The tight wraps about his body had loosened themselves. The weighty scarf that braced his shoulders had sagged to the point where the man felt he could get his arms free. He could not deny the reality that as her body eased its grip, her scales sliding about his mostly nude frame, it felt nice. Living muscles underneath soft, cool scales rubbing around and off his skin. But why was she doing this now? Shun watched the snake lady saunter over to a pool-like structure toward the middle of the room. Something about her movement seemed so regal, so proper, as if she held some sort of power over not just his life. That thought also nagged at Shun, but first and foremost was to find out why she had brought him back here. Slowly the man began to squirm and retract his arms out of the coil cocoon. Once that feat had been accomplished, he wiggled a bit more until the rest of his frame came free. He was finally able to stand straight for what felt like the first time in ages, and once erect he noticed that the remains of his tattered t-shirt no longer dangled from his body. With nervous, shuffling steps, he began to inch his way over to Neytiri in her pool of water, eyeing her suspiciously the whole way. "What? Don't enjoy dirty dinners?" he said in a monotone voice, his comment both a vessel to find out information and a sharp barb as he found himself angry, feeling betrayed that the being plucked him in his vulnerable state and dragged him to her abode. Despite constantly being in wonder of the why, he hadn't held a particularly strong feeling of dread, as if he were about to meet his imminent demise with this creature. Rather, curiosity of the unknown festered about in his brain. Despite his little verbal quip, she didn't hold the gaze of a being that looked upon him as a meal. Rationally, if that were the case, wouldn't he be dead by now? Neytiri continued to swirl the waters delicately with her long, slender fingers. Looking down at the clear, glassy surface of her reflection, she could feel the man wiggle himself free of her girthy coils. She giggled at his statement about him thinking she was going to eat him. "No?" she paused. "Besides, I prefer my dinner to be a little bulkier and meatier." Tossing a lock of amber-colored hair over her shoulder, she mocked him with a joking, comical grin. She turned to see the man's reaction as he made his way slowly over to the pool. "That was a joke, by the way," she said, giggling again. The Lamia was trying to bring some levity into their interactions, to de-escalate what was a clear rising tide of apprehension. At first, receiving such a reply made Sean's stomach curdle, knot up. The bit of levity was far from enough to make Shun feel any better about his current condition. As he closed the distance between them, he stood over the woman and noticed something rather peculiar. She was still bare-chested, vaguely. Oh, so vaguely he could remember her retreating the jungle-made bra from her taut shoulder as means to entice him. Apparently, she had seen no reason to cover up her ample, toned bosom. Her locks of hair did a modest job of concealing her feminine breast. It was the first time Shun had made a conscious note of it. Being the respectful individual he was, his eyes quickly darted away from her chest and refocused back to her face. "So if not food, why did you bring me here, Neytiri? Why did you kidnap me and stow me away in your apartment or whatever this place is?" His glance at her breasts was not lost on Neytiri. She was very aware of her beauty, even from a human perspective. Her upper half was soft, supple, easily tempting for a young man of his ilk. This made her even more certain of her abilities to fully entice this young, chiseled man into submitting to her will. Not that she doubted she could make him succumb to her, for her abilities were among the most powerful in the kingdom, along with the fact that he was already a sleeping, defenseless pile in her coils once before. Neytiri found the fact that Shaun took notice of her toned, bare skin a positive sign that he could be swayed by her carnal pleasures. This fact lit a spark in the inner parts of her long, scaly body. She turned her attention back to the man's question. "This is my father's palace, and we are here in my very own bedchambers." Her tone was very matter-of-fact-like, as if it was no big deal, not taking into account how the human might react to such a revelation. The scenario continued to play itself out in more and more surreal facets as it unraveled in front of him. "Wait, what?" He responded with surprise. The way she spoke, it was as if she were some kind of royalty.
"Your father's? Like, as in a king's palace?"
His eyes widened while his brain marked two and two, piecing them together.
"And that would make you a princess."
He was beyond flustered, and at the point of asking questions that were ridiculously obvious. From Sean's perspective, Neytiri seemed rather pleased at every little reaction he gave her. Obviously, she knew the reasoning behind why he was here now. Every little smirk and piercing stare of her golden orbs made him feel both nervous and a little excited.
"If this is all true, then why am I here? What reason did you have to bring me into your home?"
"You sure are a smart human." She pondered what to say to Shaun at his questioning why he was here. She knew exactly why he was in her bedchambers. Of course, divulging such information right away would be a bit boring to Neytiri. No, she liked this game. She wasn't about to quit toying with him now. "Well, for starters, you're now safe from those jungle cats that I saved you from. They already left their mark on you, and you were lucky. Besides, isn't this a much better view than that tree?" Neytiri cupped water in her hands and lifted it above her head. The clear water trickled from her slight hand onto her forehead, cooling her from the daytime heat. It was refreshing, but more than that, it was a plot to garner his imagination. Allow him to watch the water to trickle down her frame. Let him run wild with thoughts. Shaun could not argue with such logic. At least at the surface, it would appear he was safer in here than he was out there. He had proven that fact already, and she did, in fact, save his life. It began to become clear to him that Neytiri planning his demise would not make sense. Why would she go through all the trouble to save him and then stow him away in her bedroom? As he thought before, if she wanted him dead, he'd be dead. Very simple. But still, her response left a lot to be answered.
"That's very true, but I still don't see how that answers my question."
Shaun was lost in mid-sentence as he watched the Lamia's peculiar actions, mimicking something out of a movie. Time seemed to slow down as the small, glistening beads of water glided down the taut and toned upper frame of the snake woman's body. His eyes traced down and down again, finding himself fixated on their concealed breasts, and he couldn't help but react. Shaun shook his head, blinking the sight away and returning his gaze to her face. His eyes narrowed as something else became clear in his mind.
"Neytiri, enough playing around, please. I'm naked. I'm hungry. I'm scared. Enough games, just please."
He spoke rather calmly, but try as he might, he could not keep his voice from wavering with different inflections.
"Please tell me, why did you steal me into your bedroom? Why am I here?"
She giggled with a raised eyebrow. "They just want you to feel safe, Shaun. Because safe is what you are right now. As long as you stay with me." With her words, she grabbed onto a large, thick vine that was dangling from the overhanging tree canopy. "Now, To answer your question, she said with a more serious tone, I brought you here because I am fascinated by you, Sean. She was playing with the vine, pulling it around her hips and upper body. She began to twirl around as if putting on a dance for the man. Her wavy hair seemed to float around her as she started to gyrate her wide hips. The scales beneath her waist glimmered by the reflections of the water as her hips began to sway back and forth. You intrigue me. You're the first human I've ever come in contact with. And I'm assuming that I'm the first of my kind that you've ever met. So it begs the question. Do I intrigue you?
Intrigued, huh?
The man replied, unsure of just how to feel about her answer. She'd used that word or others like it to describe interaction with him before. It was hard to decipher just what was so intriguing about him. Other than having a few more limbs from which to run rather than slither, he was very unimpressive in his own mind. And yet still, there was an aura about her voice and movements, something carnal in how she reacted. It was becoming very clear now that there was a motive to her action as she glided from side to side. Neytiri looked to use her feminine curves to coax something from the man. Or perhaps she just enjoyed having a man fawn over her beautiful physique. She was a princess, after all. It would not be out of question for her to be completely conceited and pompous. Perhaps she looked to goad affirmation from an entirely different species. Still, Sean could not deny the fact that as time went on, he beheld her more and more, her little charms dancing their way inside of the primal part of his mind. He was particularly enamored with the way her skin just melded into aqua scales, the way her trim waist parlayed into one very wide hip that became her girthy tail. I mean, yes, Neytiri, and you're a beautiful woman, snake woman, Lamia, whatever. Obviously, I can't lie to myself about that, and obviously, you know that too. Finally, after standing above her for what seemed like forever, Sean lowered himself until he was eye level with her again. But I would think you'd understand the sudden and unruly nature of everything from my perspective. I was attacked and damaged, only to be scooped up by you. I mean, you shouldn't even be real, as far as my knowledge goes, and then I'm brought here. He looked around to extenuate his point. Well, this is all beautiful. It just leaves me to question what I was brought here for by you, someone who could literally do anything. Anything she pleased, with compliance or not. This time his tone of voice was a bit more serious. While Neytiri was enjoying this game of chase, she decided it was time to divulge some of her intentions. She figured he deserved as much for what he'd been through. Neytiri realized she would probably feel the same way in his situation. Yes, I am fascinated by you, she said in a more serious tone of voice. Your species is fairly rare in this jungle. I didn't mean to worry you by bringing you here to my kingdom. I figured you'd be safer here than you would out in the jungle. I also rather enjoy your company, Sean, she said with a tiny flicker of green in her eyes. I also want you to know that I would do nothing to harm you. So, Sean, her voice turned into a seductively sultry whisper. You don't have to be so guarded around me. Her upper half raised ever so slowly to meet him eye to eye. She inched her body closer to him until they were only an arm's length away. Her gaze met his, and a new glimmer of color flashed through her irises. Golden rings slowly flashed at Sean, getting him to release some of the tension in his body. Neytiri knew exactly what she was doing. She had not wanted to take this man by complete force. Rather, she wanted to break him to the point that he gave himself up to her, to give in to his urges. Suddenly, Sean's eyes went wide at the spectacle, a few golden rings pulsing from the center of Neytiri's eyes flowing forward into his wide-eyed stare. He simply couldn't help himself.
The effect dazzled him instantly, a wave of calm washing over him. After he recovered for a moment, he could vaguely recall the first encounter he had had with her hypnotic ability. Nothing of it, outside of the ambiguity of it all, was bad. Whatever this was, it was pleasant. Wonderful. It made him want more of it. And for some reason he felt drawn to it, even though this time the dose was much smaller. Perhaps it was a cumulative thing. The more he had been subjected to it, the easier it was for him to succumb. Still, though, it was new, and Sean knew it was very powerful. As the rings glowed weakly in his own eyes, the human blinked rapidly to try and parlay the foggy bliss it created. "Wait, wait, wait. Stop, please," he said, his head turning away, his hands coming in front of his body in protest, fingers coming in contact with the snake woman's shoulders as he pleaded. "What is that thing with your eyes? Can you tell me that?" He shuddered a moment, but his hands remained braced on her shoulders. He was afraid to look back at her face, yet Sean knew if she wanted to force her way on him, she could, and he could only resist so much. Slowly he closed his eyes and aligned his face back with hers, and his eyelids opened again, reestablishing eye contact. "It's strong." Neytiri knew the effects her hypnosis had on other Lamia. Coming from such a strong bloodline, her ways of entrancing were among the most powerful in her land. However, using it on humans was an entirely new experience to her. Even though her species was half-human, there's a point of tolerance that her kind can handle. Seeing the effects of such a powerful hold on this full-blooded man, even using such minimal effort, proved to her that Neytiri needed to be mindful as to how much the human could handle. The golden flashes slowed but did not stop as soon as Sean reached out to grab Neytiri's shoulders.
"Oh, this?" said Neytiri innocently.
The man's eyes peered open ever so slightly. Neytiri used this moment to let out a few slight blips of gold once again, nothing too strong. But then again, what was strong to her was different to him. Still no harm in testing him, to see how much he could handle. As for right now, her goal was to give him a bit of a taste as to how she could treat him. She reached up with her own hands, grasping them about his, squeezing affectionately, reassuringly. Yet she chose not to divulge any information about her little spell. The feeling of the dainty, unspoiled hands of the privileged Lamia was pleasant as well. It was a coaxing gesture. She understood what he was going through was new and intense, and she was willing to guide him further along in his journey, whether he wanted to go or not. The calming effect her spell had almost inadvertently caused Sean to close his hands around her own as they lowered from her shoulder blades. He could hear the tone in her voice, mocking innocence as she continued to lazily emit little bits of control from her eyes to his. It wasn't nearly as grabbing as before, as if she realized the need to slow down her ascension into his mind. Still, though, Sean did not want to be played as a fool. "Yes, you know what I'm talking about, Neytiri, this thing, your eyes spiraling. I've never seen anything like it before."
A couple more rings flashed, and then ceased for the moment. The result was a more placid feeling settling in his bones. And while Sean knew that the feeling was entirely fabricated by the Lamia, he could not shake that feeling of comfort. Still, he wore enough cognitive resonance to continue the dialogue.
"You used it to control me in the tree. Is this like hypnosis? I didn't think it was a real thing."
The tone in his voice had dropped a few decibels, the bass diminishing as he was slightly less edgy after a soft dose of her spiraling magic. "Yes, it's similar to what I used on you in the tree. You can call it hypnosis. It's what I'm well known for among my people. The capability of my luring runs rather strong in my family. As for me, I have the strongest trance power in the kingdom. But you don't have to worry about being hurt by it. It conducts rather calming sensations through individuals. As you can maybe recall, I can't take just your mind such places of pleasing tranquility." Now that she could bear down on him more, Neytiri's voice turned into a sultry tone. "But I can take
Your body, she said as she moved closer to Sean. Now within inches of his face, hands still interlocked, Neytiri guided them downward. Not down her own frame, but rather to his, to place them on Sean's thighs, allowing herself to lean in and brush her plump lips against his right earlobe. Breathing hot and sweet breath, she continued, through waves of pulsating pleasures. She retracted slightly to face Sean, waiting for his reaction. Once again, the unadulterated sense of primal power simply radiated from her being, the sound of her voice dropping decibels as she turned on her sensuous charm. None of it seemed forced or fabricated. It felt as natural as her pointing her finger, or tail, at him. Even as she was in the midst of explaining her strange power, it seemed she did so in hopes of connecting to a certain something inside his mind, a carnal part of Sean's consciousness. The human watched her mouth move, her full pink lips spilling words of lust. He wasn't completely sure exactly what she was presenting for him, but any human female that came to a man like this would be looking for a rather promiscuous ending. As Neytiri backed away to garner his expression, he responded a bit flustered. Not just from the offer itself, but rather the absurdity of it in general. Yes, it felt nice, Neytiri, but, His face turned away. What exactly are you proposing here? He was well aware of how naive he sounded, but he couldn't help himself. A little smirk appeared on Neytiri's face. With a twinkle in her eye, she said, What I am proposing is... She stopped herself. The Lamia released her hands off the young man's thighs, returning them back to his shoulders. Time to play a bit more, directly, she thought. Gently, she traced his chiseled clavicles with her dainty soft hands, sliding them down the backs of his upper arms. She gave them a gentle squeeze. Feeling their strength under her hands, Neytiri felt a subtle shiver shoot down the front of her body. What I am proposing is, she continued, an opportunity for you to experience something you can only dream of until now. Well, for that matter, myself as well, my dear human. Neytiri looked intently, yet seductively, into Sean's eyes. She wanted him, wanted to know how he tasted, how he felt, how it would be to have a dashing human intertwined by her, in her. He was still too tense and guarded for her liking, though. The little wall he kept placing between them made it feel like an exciting game of cat and mouse. Except the cat wouldn't eat the mouse in this situation. The cat just wanted to play. It was starting to become a bit tantalizing. All this physical petting and prodding of his half-naked frame. The thought had been planted in his mind some time ago of what her endgame was, but this final assault of sensual touch seemed to set off the final alarm in his mind of Neytiri's intentions. It was a deliciously scary proposition, one that sent the man into a mild panic as he looked down at her silky paws as they traced their way down his still frame.
You mean... You did mean...
he exclaimed while looking up to meet her eyes. What?
Why? How?
Sean took a breath and tried to compose himself.
Neytiri, I'm flattered completely, believe me. You're a beautiful woman and... serpent. But I'm not sure how things work in your culture, but in mine, that's not something we normally do so close to having just met somebody.
He fidgeted some as he tried not to insult the princess.
That's considered to be a very special moment between two that are very akin to each other emotionally.
At least that had been the way that Sean was brought up, but it was a socially accepted thought. Neytiri just said she wanted to mate with him, indulge in the deepest of physical pleasures. She wanted interspecies sex for sanity's sake. How could anyone process that with a logical yes or no response?
Well, she said in a sultry tone,
I'd like to think that you and I have something special. I saved you from certain death, mind you. Because of that,
I feel very close to you. And I think you feel the same way about me. Unless I am misreading you.
Neytiri began to circle Sean with her half-human form, slowly inching her way around him while lightly touching his shoulders.
But I have a niche about sensing people's feelings. And I can sense that although you're a bit intimidated right now, you're also curious about this beautiful snake woman before you, she whispered into his ear. Aren't you?
As she shifted and slyly turned herself about his frame again, Sean sat atop his knees. Once again, the trailing part of her girth found its way about him. Resting on his thighs, the weight felt pleasing again. He had to admit to himself, the thought of being caught in her grasp was not a displeasing one. Still, though, the question of how somewhat nagged at him. Turning his head around to face her, he calmly said,
If I refuse, what will you do with me then?
His question pulled in Neytiri as she rounded his frame with her long body, meeting him face to face once again, her gaze never leaving his own. She spun a subtle half-coil about his seated frame, weighing him down, but more intently wanting him to be rejoined with the coddling effects of her scales.
If you shall refuse, I assure you that no harm will come to you. However, she paused slightly, your rejection will only fuel my longing for you, Sean. Even though I am a princess, and you might think I get everything handed to me, I do enjoy a good challenge, my dear.
Neytiri wanted to be completely frank with Sean. She needed him to trust her. She wanted him to trust her. But with the cat out of the bag, it was also fun now to use such boldness as a vessel of seduction.
Besides, I don't think you're the type of man to pass up this opportunity, said Neytiri as she began to brush strands of her long hair away from her voluptuous breasts, revealing herself ever more to him.
Sean watched and fawned at the fluidity of her movements, mimicking water in their grace. So smooth, Neytiri never seemed to have an off motion, as if every tiny thing she did was by meticulous design to ever entice him more. Sean was becoming lost in lustful thoughts. What would it be like with her beauty and all the tools she had at her disposal? To his mild horror, he found himself wanting to go ahead and give himself to her. To do whatever she pleased, especially if his denial would only make her come to him stronger, perhaps make her hungrier to a point where she would indeed force her way onto him. Still, the absurdity of it all made him want to pinch himself, even as Neytiri made sure to entice even further by no longer hiding her perfect breasts. Sean let out a flabbergasted chuckle.
You are this Lamia princess. Could probably have any male in this kingdom you wanted, and instead you want to do that with me? Some random human that you looked upon to save? Am I understanding this right?
Neytiri stopped for a moment at Sean's question.
Sean, I don't think of you as just some random human.
She looked intently at the man in front of her. Quietly, she said,
I believe it was no mistake that I heard you in the jungle and saved you from that feline.
Neytiri inched her way closer once more to the half-naked man's body.
What you and I have is special. Perhaps you do not believe in fate, but I do.
Neytiri brought herself an inch or two from his mouth. She wanted so badly to take his scent in. Even more so to put her mouth on his and take a delicious sample of his flavor. She kept herself at bay, though. There would be nothing more pleasing, she thought, than to seduce Sean into kissing her first.